Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Times 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Every week at this time, we talk to our friend Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Weekend Program. If you need some help with your house, go to moneypit.com and check out Tom's website. There's all kinds of cool tips and videos. I frequent it myself quite often, Tom.
When you don't get your questions answered every week on
Show. You know, I try to get my questions in, but, you know, it's not all about all right. me. So, such is the case this week. We have a couple of people who are dying to get their questions answered, and we'll start with Jeff, who says, I've purchased a 40-gallon water heater, but realized afterward that I should have bought a 50-gallon tank, and they will not let me return or exchange it. My home has three full baths, four adults living here, but only my wife and I take showers in the morning. Do you think a 40-gallon water heater will be enough to replace the 50-gallon heater?
The other two just get the stink all week long.
Right, yeah.
Well, with three full baths, clearly the home needs a 50-gallon water heater. And while your present living conditions, you may be able to ration your showers, Jeff, so that everybody gets a shower once in a blue moon. The problem is that when you go to sell the house, it's basically undersized, so it's going to become an issue. Now, if the water heater's not been installed, if it's still in the box, I don't see why the plumbing company wouldn't take it back. I mean, plumbers, you know, buy and return stuff like that all the time when it turns out not to be needed. However, if you've already installed it, that's a different matter. They're not going to take it back a now used 40-gallon water heater.
Is there a market for used water heaters?
Yeah, maybe like an eBay kind of thing, but not really.
Not much. Okay, so it's pretty much done. No. All right, our second question is from Jennifer. She says, how do I keep my cat quiet
while I'm on the bus? Rich, that is not
my cat.
No! My cat doesn't meow like
Roberta,
that.
That is
Roberta's cat.
You can hear that?
Yeah. At first, I thought it was our last guest, Steve and JJ Blasman. I'm like, what kind of lawyer has a cat that loud? And then I realized it's Roberta's cat.
I thought you were killing the cat, Roberta. My God. Thing once it's dying in the corner or something.
Love how Rich assumes just because I'm single I'm the cat lady here.
No,
not yet. Give me 3 years.
No,
all
because
right
you have a cat named Buddy. It's a girl cat named Buddy. I mean, that thing's messed up in the head already.
Hey,
all right, so our
I
second person
was a girl.
Dave writes, is composite decking really worth the expense? There are some very poor reviews of composite decking in the internet, but these are isolated cases, are they?
You know what they say, haters gonna hate, right? I mean, when composite decking was and she's always right. Mm-hmm. So when composite decking first came out, it used to be made of wood fiber and polyethylene, and the wood fibers would sort of bubble to the surface. And since there was technically some wood then in contact with the air, you would get some algae that was on it. But now composite decking is different. It's made where the wood mix plastic fiber portions inside and the exterior is completely surrounded with a cap. And so what you see, what you touch, what your furniture scrapes across, all of that surface doesn't have any organic material. So it really doesn't grow any algae or mold. It's simply soap and water cleanup. It's going to be more expensive than traditional wood, but it doesn't have the staining and sealing that has to happen every year or two. And remember, when you build with composite decking, the substructure, the floor joists, the girders, the beams, the posts, all that stuff is still made out of pressure treated. You're only using composite for the decking surface and the railings themselves. So yes, I think it is worth it. Definitely the way to go.
One of the best things I ever did is stripped up all my wood and put down composite. It's great stuff. It's great on the kids' feet. I mean, it's just no maintenance.
You can do like a deck makeover and just pull off the decking boards and put composite down.
That's what I did. Yep, yeah. That's exactly what I did. It's cheap too. I mean, when you just do the makeover. All right, lastly, Lynn needs to replace her roof, which has solar panels installed for heating her pool. That's kind of crazy. The panels need to be removed and then reinstalled upon completion of the roof. Every roofing contractor reassures me that there will not be a problem, but she's not sure.
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
Have you ever watched a roofing contracting team work? I mean, they're not the daintiest guys. They're not sort of the mechanics of the business. They're more structural guys. You know, they rip off the old roof, they slap on the new roof, and they're done. So I would not necessarily trust my roofing contractor to disassemble a mechanical system that is the solar panels. I would have a solar installation company, pay them to remove the panels, set them aside, preserve them, and then after the new roof's on, put them back on. I would definitely not have the roofing contractor do it unless you're in an area where this is really, really common and develop some expertise and will guarantee its performance.
What does she do with the hole while they're out? Just cover them?
Tarp what do you mean the hole?
When you pull this. Oh, the solar panels go on top. No,
they go on top, yeah. Roofs,
yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, they go on top.
All right, cool.
There'll be some pipes and wires that come through, but you can deal with that like any other roof protrusion.
There he is, Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com. Check him out. You can give him a call, and he will call you back and answer all your questions at 888-MONEYPIT. Right, Tom?
That's right, 888-666-3974.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America Weekend.